Mishnah is Maisa Sheni, Rapta Perak Chamishi. First Mishnah. Kerem Revai Mitzayonim Oisoi Bekoizazois Adama. On the fourth year of Kerem Revai, that means the Kerem, the vineyard that was growing for 3 years already. So the first 3 years it's Orla, the Peres are also Bahanoah. The fourth year it's called Kerem Revai. That the lochers of Paris have a locha like Maisa Sheni, that you could be paid to them if you want to, or else you have to eat them in Yerushalayim. So in order to make a simmer that people should know that the fruits of this year is Kerem Revai, is Mitzayonim, you're supposed to put like a sign there, Bekoizois Adama, with type of clay, with a thick, like a clot of dirt, put for simmer there. And Yerushalmi explains this is a simmer just like Adama, you could work on it and have hanor from it. Here also, you could be poider it and eat it. What about Fishel Orla? Let's say if the payer is off in the first 3 years, then Becharsis. Then you're supposed to put a sign there of Becharsis that's a Kli Cheres. As if to say you have no enjoyment at all from the payers of Orla. Fishel Kvoros. Let's say there's a kever, there's somebody, a mace that's buried there. We want to make a sign around it that a kohen should realize not to go near there or a nazir. So then besid, we put lime around it. You like add water into the lime to make it very white, and you spill it around the kever. That's a sign that people should know there's a mace buried there. Oma Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita, he says, Pameh devarim amurim, when does the Baal HaBos have to make these signs? Vashvius, only during the seventh year of Shemitah, when the fields are like Hefka. So then anybody has a right to come into your fields, then it's proper you should make a sign that person should know, whether it's Orla, whether it's Kerem Revai, since they have a right to come into your fields. But if it's not during Shvius, so then what are you afraid about? Stamaganef would come in, then the Svari is Halitayu, the Russia of Yomus. Let the Russia die like you don't have to make simonim for a Russia. Now, we had Tznuyim, people that were Tznuyim, they were Machmur al-Atzmon, and they were Medagdik b'mitzvahs. So when they had a case of Kerem Revai, what they did was Manichin ha-Samois. They would put down money in the morning, v'yomrim, and they would say like this, Kol ha-nilkot mizeh, any fruits or any like Kerem Revai, anything, the grapes that was picked off today. So if a person like he didn't realize it that it was Kerem Revai, and I'm afraid he's going to eat it. So I want those pears to be mechul on this money. So therefore the kedusha goes off the pears. He's allowed to eat it, and this money has the kedusha of Netta Revai, and I'll take it and eat it and use it in Yerushalayim. So that's what the Tznuyim, the people that were machmer upon themselves, used to do, in order to make sure that nobody would be nichshel in the yisur of Kerem Revai. Now, Mishnah Beis. Kerem Revai, hoya olal Yerushalayim. This is the halacha, that Kerem Revai, you're supposed to bring the fruits needed in Yerushalayim, but there's a tekana mid rabbonin that mahalach yoymecha l'chol tzad. I mean, any fruits that grow right outside Yerushalayim, 1 day's worth, one day of walking outside Yerushalayim, that the corner was that you should not be poida those pears and just bring the money up, but rather you have to bring those pears themselves into Yerushalayim. That's called Mahalach Yemech L'chol Tzad, yeah, that you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Now, V'yezi Tchuma, where is the Tchum, where is the boundary? They say 1 day's walk outside Yerushalayim. Elas Min Hadorim, Elas is from the south. V'akravas min ha-tzofenas from the north, lud min ha-mar from the west, v'hayardim min ha-mizrach from the east. Now, u'misharabu ha-peres, but when they had a lot of peres of Kerem Revai coming up to Yerushalayim, or else maybe even of Maisa Sheni, hiskinu the Meir HaTakono, shi'anifta somach l'chayma, that you're allowed to be paid to these peres even right outside the wall of Yerushalayim. Because no reason was they wanted to have the Shuk Yerushalayim full of Paris. But when there were any, when there was anyway an abundance of Paris in Yerushalayim, they made this takona. They took away the first takona. But utanai hoya hadava, they left a condition now. Sheimasai sheyirta, that whenever they want yachzer hadava lekamoish hoya, the thing should come back the way it was before. That if they see there's not enough Paris in Yerushalayim, that the takona would come back again. That a mahalach of yoy mechod, you have to bring the Paris into Yerushalayim, and you are not allowed to be paided them outside Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yossi says that Nishachorav Beis Hamikdash Hoyu Hatanai Hazir. When the Beis Midrash was Chorov, then they made this Tanai. Utanai Hoyu, they made a condition that Amosai Sheyivna Beis Amigdosh Yachzer Hardova Lekamoshe Hoyu. In other words, he holds that after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, then they made this takono, then they said you do not have to bring the Paris up to Yerushalayim. Because no reason is, again, to la'akesh Shuki Yerushalayim. But after the Churban, since it didn't look so nice anyway, Yerushalayim, we don't have this takono that you have to bring the Paris up to Yerushalayim. However, they made a condition at that time, utenai hoyo, that Amosai sheyivna Beis Hamikdash and Mitzvah Hashem, when there will be built again the Beis Hamikdash, that yachzer hadovu l'kamei shoyo, that the Kohen still comes back to its first place again, that you have to bring up the Paris, that's one day's journey outside Yerushalayim, up to Yerushalayim, and that you should not be able to be pointed right outside, but rather you have to bring it into Yerushalayim and eat it there. Mishnah Gimel. Kerem Ravai. What is the loch of Kerem Ravai itself? These Paris that the fourth year. So Beishamai Yomer Beishamai says Ein loy chaimish ve'ein loy beer. Because Beishamai holds that Kerem Ravai is not like Maisa Sheni. Therefore, when you poida the money and you buy food in Yerushalayim, you do not have to add another chaimish. Not like Maisa Sheni that the owner has to be Maisa for Maisa chaimish. But he holds by Netta Ravai, the owner does not have to add an extra chaimish, and the Ein Loy Beer, we'll see at the end of the third year, you do not have to take the Kerem Ravai out of your house. Like we'll soon see later about the Chi of Beer that applies to all the other Maisers. Mashenk and Kerem Ravai, Beis Shammai holds, does not have the loch like Maisi Shaini. However, Beis Silu says, Yesh Loy. Beis Silu holds no that Kerem Ravai has the same halach like Maisa Sheni, and therefore you have to be poiderit. Therefore, when you're poiderit, the owner, he has to add a chaymish, and the one that has a din of beer at the end of the third year, you have to take it out of your house, like we'll soon see. Beis Shammai, Yomer Beis Shammai says, Yesh loy peret v'yesh loy olulis, v'yohaniyim poidim liyatzmon, that Kerem Ravai does not have any Kedusha, according to Beis Shammai, therefore it has the regular lochas of Peret and Olulis, that these grapes you have to leave over for the Aniyim to take them, and the Aniyim poidim liyatzman, when the Aniyim take it, even though it's Kerem Ravai, the Aniyim will be poidim with themselves, they're like either eat it in Yerushalayim, or else they'll be poidim with, put the Kedusha on to money, and take the money up to Yerushalayim. Beis Sil says, Kula Lagas, no, Beis Sil holds the whole thing the owner has a right to keep. He does not have to give any parrot and idolis from Kerem Ravai, because he holds Beis Sil that Kerem Ravai has Kedusha like Maisa Sheni, and therefore the owner is potter from giving the Maisras to the Aniyim. Therefore the Balabas takes the whole thing, and he'll either be poiderit or else take it and eat it in Yerushalayim. Mishnah Dalet. Ketzad poidim net Ravai. How are you poida net Ravai? When you have the Paris and you want to put the Kedusha into money to take the money to Yerushalayim, how do you do this? So, maniach es hasal al pi shloisha. You have to put down a basket here. Now, we're talking about now even before you pick the grapes off the vine. You take a basket now, and we go in front of three people to say, how much would this basket, when it will be full of grapes, how much would it be worth? The Yomer, they tell us.
Like they say, how much would a person want to pay? In other words, that this basket, that says, going to be worth a seller. Who would give a seller for this basket of grapes? But you should know, al menas on the condition, that even though the grapes are still on the vine, so it's going to cost you money, like to cut off the grapes and bring them into the house, that money you have to pay yourself. We want to know right now how much you would be paid to the Kerem Ravai if you pay the seller, how much it will be worth when it will be in the basket, even though it's not there yet. And then, umaniach es hamoy, so a person has to leave the money down. V'yomer, he says like this, kol hanilkat mizeh, all the grapes I'm going to pick off from the vine, mechulal al hamoy eselu, bakach v'kach salam b'seller, this amount of baskets for a seller a basket. In other words, the person has to accept upon himself that the yitzias, the expense of cutting down the grapes and taking them home, that's going to be from his own money. That is not deducted from Kerem Ravai. Kerem Ravai is, you have to leave the whole value of the grapes and take that money to Yerushalayim and eat it there.
The Mishnah Hei, Uva Shvius, but what's going to be during the year of Shemitah?
If somebody wants to be poida the kerem ravai, is podeya b'shoviv. Then you have a right to be poida to take the kedusha of the peiros onto the money with the exact amount. In other words, you don't have to deduct any work. And the reason is because since on Shvius anyway, it's also to do work on the karka, so everybody comes and does it themselves, so therefore you don't have to deduct the work, like you don't have to pay a workman anyway to do it, anyway you're going to do it yourself. Let's say you're taking now this kerem ravai from a field that's hefker, in other words the owner was mafker it, then the owner only has to pay from his own the work, the schar for lakita, how much he's going to pay somebody to go and collect it. But the rest of the schar, how much he's going to have to take it home and schlep it home, that he could deduct from the kerem ravai. Since it's coming from hefker, there's no owner of it, therefore he's allowed to deduct the rest of the hoitzoyas that he's going to have, they could deduct from the pinion of the kerem ravai. Now, ha poide net the ravai shaloi. If somebody's poide changes over the payrus itself into money, so moisef olav chamishisoi, he has to add a fifth. In other words, there's a loch like Basilul, that kerem ravai has a loch like maisesheni. Therefore, if the owner himself is poide it, he has to add on another fifth. Bein shu shaloi, whether it actually grew in his own fields, or bein shenitle b'matana, whether it was just given to him for a present. But now, was given to him for a present, some learn, Kaidim Shagil Yaina Samaisurus. So therefore, it's considered like his own Kerem Ravai. Therefore, when he's Poydirit, he has to add on another fifth. Now we're going to talk about the mitzvah's beer. We know the Torah says that a mixa sholeshonim toitzias called Maisa Tfuasecho. At the end of the third year, you have to take out all your Maisa. So the Mishnah says like this, Erev Yomtif Harishin Shal Pesach. Erev Yomtif, Erev Pesach, Shal Revius of the fourth year of Shemitah, and Vishal Shvius of the seventh year of Shemitah. In other words, after 3 years pass by, now at the Pesach of the fourth year, or the Pesach of the next 3 years of Shemitah, Hoya Beer, this is the amount of beer when you have to take the Paris out of your house. We'll soon see what it means, the mitzvah's beer. Kate said, Hoya Beer, what does it mean we have to take the Maisras destroy? So, nois non truma o truma smaisa lebolim. If you have any truma in your house, or you have any truma smaisa in your house, you have to give it to the bailim, which is the kohen. You're not allowed to leave it in your house anymore. You have to give the truma now to a kohen. O maisa rishon lebolim. If you have any maisa rishon in your house from the last 3 years, you have to now take it out and give it to the levi, to the owner of maisa rishon. O maisa oni lebolim. O Maiser Oni, you have to make sure it goes to Aniyim. You have to give it to a poor person. O Maiser Sheni, v'habikurim mizbarim b'chomokam. This is the Chiddush, though, that Maiser Sheni, though, and Bikurim, if you did not take it up to Yerushalayim yet and leave it there, and now it's the Pesach of the fourth year, you have to be mizbar, you have to destroy it, wherever it is right now. So the Tanakhama says both Maiser Sheni, and according to Basil, the same halacha would apply to Kerem Ravai. And also Bikurim also, if you do not take it to the Kohen yet, you have to destroy it wherever it is. However, Rabbi Shimon says no. He says HaBikurim, these pairs of Bikurim, Nitonim La Kohen Ketruma, it has a halacha like Truma, that you don't destroy it, but rather you just have to give it to a Kohen. Now HaTavshul, and Pshanim Shimon is, because the Torah says a Truma Siyotcha Vidash and Edlal Bikurim. So he learns that Bikurim has the same halacha like Truma, that not that you have to destroy it really, but just rather you have to give it to a Kohen. Now, Hatavshul, let's say you have a food that has Peiros Maisa Sheni inside it. So Beishama Yermim Tzorach Lavayim. Beishama says, when it comes to Zaman Habir, you have to destroy this food. Since it has a taste, it has some Maisa Sheni inside it. It's like it destroyed already. In other words, since there's no mamoshos, since the pears are not ben, the Maisa Sheni is not ben, it's mixed into the tavshul, therefore you do not have to destroy it. It's considered like it's destroyed already. So we're coming out now, really the Ikka Mitzvah's beer, to just destroy the pears, that only applies to Maisa Sheni. But the other Maisrois, that just means you have to make sure to give it now to the real owner. Mishnah Zayin. If somebody has fruits of Maisi Sheni Bizman Azir, then we do not have a Beis Hamikdash, and therefore we cannot eat it in Yerushalayim, because we dash in the Pasuk of Yechalt Lefnei Hashem Lekecho Maisa Digon Chazor Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecho Begorach Bekorcho, that we're makish Maisa to Bechor, just like a Bechor, it's only Nechol Befnei Abayis. The same thing, Maisa also Sheni, you'd only eat it Bizman we have the Beis Hamikdash. But Bizman is there that we do not have the Beis Hamikdash, so the loch of Maisa Sheni is, we just like be mechal it, but we don't eat it in Yerushalayim. So therefore the Mishnah says, Mi shoyu loy peres bezman azeh, v'yegiya shasa bir. It's coming close to zman of bi of Maisros. So what should we do with these peres of Maisa Sheni now? Be'ishama yermim sorot l'chalol on ala kesef. You have to be mechal or take the gdush off and put it onto money. And the Potek says, v'tzarto kesef yodecho. In other words, then you won't have to destroy it. You're allowed to leave it just in its money. However, Beisil says no, that when it comes to Zman HaBir, it becomes this Erev Pesach on the fourth year. Echad Shehen Kesav, whether it's in the money form, V'echad Shehen Peres, whether in Peres form. Still, it's a Zman HaBir. So some learn you have to destroy the Peres. The same thing, you have to destroy the Kesav. It doesn't make a difference to be paida the kedusha of the peres onto money, because the money also will have to destroy. It says man habir now, according to Beis Hillel, it doesn't make a difference whether it's kesef or whether it's peres. You would have to get rid of them now, but it's man habir on erev Pesach of the fourth year. Mishneches, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda says, Barishayin at the beginning, Hoyel Sholchin Eitzel Balei Batim Shebemedinas. They used to send shluchim to the Balabatim in the Medinas, in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, that Maharu v'eskinu es peraseichem. Be careful, it's becoming near the Zman HaBir. If you have any maisvers or maisisheni, fast take it up to Yerushalayim, or be further it and use it up. Achloi sagia shas HaBir, before it comes the Zman HaBir. That's what they used to tell people, to be careful not to have to destroy the peras maisisheni. At Shabor Rabbi Kiva Valimud, and Tor Rabbi Kiva came and made a drasha that Shakol HaPeros Shiloi Boyu Leonis HaMaisrois Peturu Min HaBir. You should know if the Peros were not a third grown yet, if it didn't come to the Zman of Echi of Maisrois, therefore the Potem Min HaBir, you don't have to destroy them, there's not Makev, and therefore the Huadin are not Makev in the Vidui. So, Nos Brishon at the beginning they used to say that even Kodem Oynes HaMaisrois, when it comes to Zman HaBir, you have to destroy it. And now Rabbi Kiva told them no, that you don't have to worry so much. If the peres are still not a third grown, it doesn't, even though it becomes now the Zman HaBir, you would not have to destroy those peres. You only have to destroy peres that already was Chal Achiv upon them to give off the Trumas of the Maisers. Your Mishnah test. Mi Shehoyu Peroisov Ruchoikim Emenu. If somebody has his peres that were far away from him, we're talking about now that he already took off the afroshes. He was mafresh already truma, he was mafresh already maisros, just that he did not give it to the oniyot, he did not give it to the kohen, he did not give it to the levi, and is getting close to the zman habir, and he's not around as far away from him. So locheris tzorech lekroya lehem shem. He has to call a name upon them now. In other words, he has to say clearly that ploini kohen yiska betruma, sheishti b'mokim ploini. He asked, like, right now, give it over to the Kohen, that tell the Kohen you own it now. Now, Maisab Rabbi Gamliel, it was once a story, with Rabbi Gamliel v'yaskenim, Shoyu Boyim Basuina, they were traveling on the ship. Now, Omer Rabbi Gamliel said, that Isu Shani also Shani Osid Lomud, that the Isur, the Maiser Orishan, that I have to give to Levi. So, Nosun Yeshua, I want to give it to Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was on the ship. It's Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina, and he was a Levi. How do I give it to you? That the place back home where my Maaser Rishon is, I'm renting it to you. The place where the Maaser Sheni is, Muskla, I'm renting it to you, to Yeshua. And therefore, since you're going to be Koina the Karka, Agav the Karka, you'll be Koina the Maaser Rishon also. So therefore, consider like I'm giving my maaserishin to the Levi. And Isser Achash and Yosud Lamod, the Maaser Oni now, another Isser, a Maaser Oni, that I have to give to the Niyim, is not only Akiva ben Yosef. I'm giving it now to Akiva ben Yosef, Shiyiska Bolaniyim. He was like the Gabbai of the Aniyim. He should be Zecher for the Aniyim. So how do we do this? Oh, Makoy my Muskula, the same thing. Back home, the place where his Maisa Oni was, he said, that Mokum, the place where it is, I'm renting it to you. And therefore, since you're kind of the Mokum, Agav the Mokum, also you're kind of the Paris. Omer Rabbi Yeshua B'Shua said, Issa Shani Yosud Lomud, that the Trumas Maisa, that I have to take off from this Maisa region that I just received, Anosim Eliezer Ben Azariah, I want to give it to the Kohen, Eliezer Ben Azariah, he's also on the ship. And the place where it is, I'm renting it to you. And each one had to pay the other one for the money for the rent. In other words, to rent the place. Since you rented the place, well, like Schiris is Kanya, therefore the Karkalite belongs to you. Therefore, what's on it, you're Kaina. This is the continuation of the Mishnah. It was right now, right before the Shas HaBir. And like we learned before, the mitzvah is that you have to give away your trumas, your maisers, to the real kanim, to the real levy that's going to keep it. See that he was on the ship, he couldn't give it away. It was back home, the actual Paris, and he wanted to take care of it before the Zman HaBir. So that's the way he did it. He was maskil makaymoy. He rented the makam where it was to these people. That's the way they were zecher in these Paris. Mishnah Yud. Ba mincha b'yom tov achroin. By mincha of the last day of Pesach, hoyu misvadin, then they would say vidui after they were makayim the mitzvahs of beer. Now, keitzad hoyu avidu, how was the vidu? What did they used to say? They used to say over these psukim that the biarti hakodesh min abayis. That means the Mishnah says the ma'ase sheni b'net ravai, that if you had any ma'ase sheni left over in your house, you destroyed it, you got rid of it. Biarti. That would like corner to Vesil, this applies also to Netar Ravai. You destroyed both of them. Then we say the Pasuk says, Nesatev La Levi, which means Zem Isa Levi, that I gave all the Maiserishim to the Levi. Vagam Nesatev, the Pasuk says, what does that go on? Zu Truma or Trumas Maiser, that we gave to the Kohen either the Truma or else the Levi gave the Trumas Maiser that was taken off from his Maiserishim. Then the Pasuk says we have to say, La Ger, La Yosum, La Mono, Ze Maisoni, the means you gave them on the third year or the sixth year, the Maisaroni. Haleket Vyashicha Vyapeya, Afa Pi Shein Makvim Esavidui, even though they're not Makvim the Vidui.
Which means, even though you did not give your Leket Shechapeya, still you could say this Vidui, but when we say this Pasuk of an Osati, of La Ger, La Yosum, La Mono, we say also that we did, if we gave the Leket Shechapeya, it's included here also. And the reason why it's not Makav is because it doesn't say the word Nesina by them. Now, when we say Min Habayis, from the house, Zuchala, that would Mafresh Isa Min Habayis, whenever you make dough in your house, you are Mafresh Techala. So this is the video that we say we did all these mitzvahs. Then Mishnah Yir Aleph, Kechol Mitzvoscho Asher Tzivi Soni, I did all the mitzvahs that you commanded us. What does this mean to say? Ho'im hiktim ma'ase sheni l'rishon. Let's say you did not do all the mitzvahs the way you were supposed to, that you first took off ma'ase sheni before you took off ma'ase rishon. Is any yochel esvadis? Then you cannot say vidui, because that's not considered like you did kachol mitzvah secho. Kachol mitzvah sechos mean you took them off the right way. Then you say lo yovarti mi mitzvah secho. I did not go against any of your mitzvahs. So the Mishnah says this means lohifrashti mimin hashena minoi. I did not take off truma from one min on another min. You're not allowed to do that, even though they're a type. But this goes back to Masechta Kalayim. Anything that's called Kalayim, zebazeh, it's called a different min. You're not allowed to take off truma from one min on another min. The same thing v'loy min hatolish al hamachubur, v'loy min hamachubur al hatolish. Not from something that's still attached, still growing, from something that's detached. You have to take off truma only min hatolish al hatolish. V'loy min hachodish al hayoshin, not from last year's crop on this year's crop. V'loy min hayoshin al hachodish, not from last year on this year. Also, you can't do this. So that's called v'loy ovartim mitzvasecha. And then we say v'loy shechochti, I did not forget. So the Mishnah says that means lo shachachti milavorchecho umalahaske shimchalov. I did not forget to make a bracha. We
We know b'shas v'mafrit shumas emaisis. We make a bracha. Bracha to Hashem l'kedem malachol mashal kishon b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu lahafrit shumas emaisis. The same thing, we make a bracha on pidyon ma'aseh sheni also on afrosha schala. So we have to say that we made these brachas.
Even though we know that usually we hold the brachas are only midirabonin, midiraisi, you don't have to make brachas, only brachas atar and brachas amazim. So that's why some say here it's on lechatchila, and if you don't do this, it's not makiv, you could still say the vidui. Here's a shayla. Alright, Mishnah Yud Beis. Then the pasuk says, Lo yochalti bi oini mimeni. I did not eat from this when I was an oinim. So it's a diyak. Ho'im achol bi anina. If somebody did eat from these matonas when he was baninus, he ate from the ma'aseh sheni when he was an oinim. An oinim means if one of the krovim that were maced before the kfur, before you buried them, you called an oinim. So you're not allowed to eat ma'aseh sheni then. Mashmi, if you did eat from it, any yochel es vados. This is makiv, this is midiraisa, and therefore, if you were an oinin and you did eat from the ma'aseh sheni, you cannot say vidui. Then the pasuk says, v'loy biyarti mimeni b'tomei. I did not use it up when I was tomei. So we make a diak ho'im hefrishoy b'tuma and yochel es vados. But if you were mafreshit when it was tomei, then you cannot say vidui. In other words, the Tevel was Tor, and he was Mafresh Mimenu Maiser Sheni when he was Tomei. So it comes out that he was Metama the Maiser. So that's like a Naveira, therefore you can't say Vidui. Ein Yochel is Vadis. Then the Pasuk says, V'loi Nosati Mimeni L'Meis. I did not give any of it of the Maiser Sheni for a Mace. That means, Lo Lokachti Mimenu Oroin V'tachrichin L'Meis. I did not use the money of it to buy nor run the coffin, or to buy a clothing for the mace. Then, or else, I did not give it to other people that were oinin, that are not let eat from it. Then the pasuk says, Shomati b'kol Hashem elokoi. I listened to the voice of Hashem. That means, Havesiv lebeis habchira. I brought up to the beis habchira. I brought to the beis hamikdash. I brought, and here it means, in other words, Yerushalayim, that I brought my Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim. And Osisi k'chol asher tzivisoni, I did whatever you commanded me. That means Samachti, I was happy with it. And Visimachti voy, I made other people happy also. In other words, I ate the Maaseh Sheni b'simcha, and I was samech other people also. Like the Pasuk says, V'samachta atu v'secho. Yeah. Then Mishnah Yigimel, when the Pasuk says, Hashkifo mimoim kotshecho min ha-shamayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu looks down from his high place in Shamayim, what does it mean? We are saying to Hashem like this, Osinu ma'asher gozarto aleinu, we did what you are gozer upon us. Now af ato asay ma'asher tachtonu, you should also do what you promised us. What does that mean? Hashkifo mimoim kotshecho min ha-shamayim, uvorich esamcho es Yisrael. Bless Klai Yisrael, bebonim uvavonis, that we should have children, like it says, Borah pri bitnecho. V'yesu adom asher nasata lanu, you should bless the earth, that means, betal uvamoto, with dew and with rain. Ubeval dois behema, and let the animals give birth. Kasher nishbat olav liseinu eretz zovos cholof advosh, means kideisha titein tam baperis, that there should be peris, tasteful Paris in Earth Israel. Yeah, Mishnah Yudalad, Mikan Omru, from what we just learned before about the Vidu Maisa, that you have to serve Yasadomash and Asatalonu, so Mikan Omru, that Yisrael Umamzeri Misvadim, or Yisrael, and even a Mamzer, he could say Vidui. Mashenken avoloi legerim voloi avodim ushichrorim. Shein lam chelik boros, they have no chelik in Earth Israel, they can't say this Vidui. Rabbi Meir Oymer, Afloy Kanam Aluviyim, Alkoin Alevi also can't say it. Shloy not Luchelik Bor, they didn't take a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. However, Rabbi Yossi Oymer, no, Yesh Lam Ori Migrosh, they have an Ori Migrosh, therefore that's called they have a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah Tezvov, Yechanan Koin Godol, Hevir Hoidoyes Hamaiser. After the Takone he made, Yechanan Koin Godol, we don't say Vidi anymore on Meiser. Because he made a takona not to give Maaser Rishon to a Levi, but rather to give it to a Kohen. So therefore we can't say Vidu, we don't do it, Kimitzvah Soi.
Afu bitles hamorim, he also took away the morim that Levim used to say by the korban, the posik of Uro, Lamatishan Hashem, and he said we don't have to say that anymore. That's only bizman klayis what was in Saras. But now when we have the base of Mikdash, the posik says Hine lo yom leish and shami Yisrael, we don't have to say this posik. Vies hanoikfim, he also was mevatel the noikfim, thus the people that used to. That at first, in order to make a shechita on a korban, the Yishalite scratched the animal between its eyes, and the blood would drip down and like blind him, so it'd be easy to shecht him. So he stopped that. It shouldn't look like you're making a mum in the korban. V'yad yomov ho'yopatish makei b'Yerushalayim. Up until times, the blacksmith used to bang in Yerushalayim. And the Gemara said this goes on Chol HaMoed, that it was a dover ovud, so in Metchilu you're allowed to do this. He was mevatel, he stopped it, because since the curl, the noise went out very far, it was a zilzal in Chol HaMoed, so he stopped the blacksmith from banging on Chol HaMoed. Over Yomov, in the times of Yechon and Kohen Gadol, Ein Adam Tzorach Lishal Al Adamai. In other words, he made a takana on Demai, perish he bought from Namoritz, that the Maaser Rishon and the Maaser Roni you take off, you're allowed to keep it for yourself. So therefore now it's easy to be Noig Demai. Alright, turn over. We'll explain this over again on the next slide. So again, the end part of the Mishnah was again that Yechon and Kohen Gadol's last takana was Uvi Yomov Ein Adam Tzorech Lishol Al Adamai. In this time, you don't have to ask about Paris that you buy from Amoritz, which means that he made a takana. If you buy Paris from Amoritz, you do not have to really take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Roni. Just made Trumas Maaser you have to take off and Maaser Sheni. But Maaser Rishon and Maaser Roni, all you have to do is just be Kareil of Shame, like call it Maaser Rishon, call it Maaser Roni, and the Lachas are really the Chulin, just supposed to give it away. So here there's the Klal of HaMoitza Mechavar Olav Araya. We have a Safek if you have to give it away or not, so therefore you're allowed to keep it for yourself. So therefore Bekitsa was easier to be Noig or Demai in his times. Adkan Masechta Maaser Sheni, now Mitzvah will start Masechta Chala. First Mishnah starts off, Chamisha Dvorim Chayovim B'Challah. We know the lach of Challah is when you have dough, especially if you have 4/5 of a kav of dough, of flour, so there's a chiv to take off Challah. It's like Truma, you're not allowed to eat it before you take off Challah. This mitzvah applies even in Chutz L'Aretz Midrabbanan, even though Midrash it's only in Eretz Yisrael, but the Rabbanan made a takon even here in LA, and in Chutz L'Aretz we have the same halacha. Now, on which minim, what type of grain does it apply this challah, that if you make a dough, you can't eat it before you take off challah? It's chamisha dvorim chayovim b'challah. That's hachitim, that's wheat, v'yaserim, that's barley, v'yakusmim, that's spelt, v'shivel eshuol, that's oats, v'yashifin and rye. Harayelu chayovim b'challah. If you have flour made from these types of grain, so you have to take off challah if you have enough of an amount. If you have 5/4 of the kav, which we'll see later on, that some say that's 5 pounds worth of flour, that's then you make a bracha, and some say it's between 2.5 and 3 pounds. If you use that much flour, you would have to take off challah, but without a bracha. Now, umitztorfim ze'em ze'er. That means, let's say you have 1 pound of flour of wheat, and 1 pound of flour of barley, and 2 pounds of flour of rye, and 3 pounds flour of oats, and you mix them all together and you make one big dough. So even though each min by itself you do not have a shear to take off challah, but since the mitzvah mixed them together when they're in flour, you made one big dough out of it, then you're mechuyev to take off challah. Now this is only if you mitzvah them when they're in a flour form. But let's say you made different doughs. You made a dough of wheat, a dough of barley, a dough of rye, and they're near one another, and now together it's 5 pounds worth. You're still potter from challah. Then they're not mitzdarif. It's only mitzdarif when it's in the form of flour. Now, v'yasurim b'chodesh mulefnei ha-pesach. The issa chodesh also applies to these 5 grains that we know the new crop that grew that year, you're not allowed to eat from the wheat or from the barley or the kusman, shvela shol or shifan, up until they bring the korban oimer. So before Pesach, you can't eat from it. Umilik sarm lefnei ha'oimer. The same thing, you're not allowed to cut down even the wheat before you bring the ksiras oimer. The first wheat, the first barley to be cut down is supposed to be for the ksiras oimer. So therefore, before Pesach, you're not allowed to cut down the new crop. V'yemishrishu kaidem leimer. Now let's say what you grew started to have shiroshim, started to have roots before you brought the korban oimer, before Pesach. Then the klal is ho'imah matiruf. Then when you bring the korban oimer on the second day of Pesach, that's matir l'chodesh. In other words, any tfuah, any one of these five minim that grew throughout this past year, then of course when you bring the korban oimer now, or bezman hazeh, we don't have the korban oimer, just when the 16th day of Nisan goes by, from then on you're allowed to eat from the new crop. Now, what about if you just v'yim lav though, asura nat sheyova yomer habo, v'yim lav, let's say you planted something the day before Pesach, and therefore when it comes the second day of Pesach, those that grain did not start to have roots yet. It was not hishrishu. So when you brought the oimer is not matter that plant, that growth, because it was not nishrash before the oimer. Therefore, you have to wait till the next year until you bring the next oimer before you could eat it. So this is the halacha, that by the second day of Pesach, any one of these five minim, if they were just nishrash, or for sure if they were grown already, then from now on you're allowed to eat them. But if something was not nishrash by the oimer, rather it first starts to become nishrash after the oimer, or else for sure if you first planted after Pesach, then the halacha is you cannot eat from these grains until the next year, until you bring the oimer the next year. This is the Yisra of Chodesh. So the Mishnah is saying the Yisra of Chodesh also applies to these five minim.
The Mishnah Beis, Ho'eicho mehem kezayis matzah ba-Pesach is yos yidei chabosei. If either kezayis of matzah Pesach benayit yemekayim the mitzvah, if the matzah is made from one of these five minim, again, from wheat, from barley, from spelt, or oats, or rye. Kezayis chometz chayiv bikoros. If you eat a kezayis worth of chometz from these five minim, then you chayiv koros. What about nisorif echod mehem b'chol ha-minim? Hareza oifu b'pesach. In other words, if any one of these five minim of chometz got mixed up to any food we have, that's the loch of terubas chometz, which there's a lav not to eat it on Pesach, and therefore hareza oifu b'pesach. Your oifu means you have to get rid of it before Pesach, or on Pesach. According to Rashi Shita and Tarubas Chometz, we have the love of Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzei. According to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, there's no Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzei, there's only a Chiddush that there's a love if you eat it. However, Oiver means you have to destroy it, get rid of it, with the Rabbon and not to have it around. Now, what's going to be Ha Noider Min Ha Pas, if somebody makes a Neder, not to have enjoyment from Pas, or Min Ha Tfua, or also from Tfua, from grain, is also Behem. So what type of a pasa, what type of a tfu is the osar? Only from these five minim. But let's say rice or milt, that is mutatu. Divi Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. However, the chomar, argue and say no, that if somebody makes a neder not to have a German from pas or from tfuah, any type of tfuah, any type of pas is osar to him. When do we say the loch only applies to the heminim? Only if he says ha noidim and ha dogon. If I make a neder not to have a German from dogon, that ain't also elamehen only from these five things. Because dogon usually means you make a pile out of the kernels, and then you smooth down the pile. So that the minig was mainly to do it by these five minim. For other things, you didn't make a pile, you didn't make a kree, it's not called the dogon. The Mishnah ends off and says, v'chayovim v'chalav v'maisrus. That normally in these five minim, you have a chiyat to do both. If it grows in Eretz Yisrael, you have a chiyat to take off trumas and maisrus first, and then also you have a chiyat to take off chalav. The Mishnah means this because soon we'll see other cases, either it's chayiv and chal and potter for maisros, or else the opposite way. There are cases that it's a potter for maisros and chayiv and chal. But so far the yisoidus here is that these heiminim has a chiyav of chala, is called matzah, is called chametz. And really we learn out one from the other, lechem, lechem. Really the pshat is that we learn out from chametz. It has to be something that becomes chametz, that becomes into lechem. These heiminim, from these five minim, if you let the water and flour rise, let the dough rise, will become chametz. However, with other minim, let's say with corn or with rice, even if you make a bread or a dough out of with them, they do not become chametz. Therefore, they're not called lechem. Now, Mishnah Gimel.
Elu chayovim bechal optur min ha-maisris. There are certain cases that even though it's potter min ha-maisa, what grows the wheat that grows in Eretz Yisrael, still you chay to take off chala when you make a dough from it. Ha-leket v'yashicha v'yapeya v'hefker. That's the locha leket shicha peya, which is matnas anim, which is like hefker, and any hefker for sure. And this is the cloud that hefker is potter from maisris. With Ashna Pasuk, Bo HaLevi, only when they have a chiyuv to give truma some isers, if the Levi Ukraine doesn't have a chiyuv, can't take it by their own. But something like a leket shicha peya, if they're not oni, they could take it. Or else regular hefker that they could take, so that whoever is zeicher now from hefker is part of him taking off truma some isers. Still, if you make a dough out of this wheat, you'll have to take off challah. Same thing with Maaser Rishon, she'not le trumosoi. If you have Maaser Rishon, also that they took off the trumas Maaser from it already. So halacha is, even though they didn't take off truma gedolah yet, because the Levi took the Maaser Rishon first, so le Maaser in such a case, he's put them in truma gedolah, but still the chayiv in challah. O Maaser Sheni v'hegdish aniftu. If you have Maaser Sheni, that's also potter from Trumas and Maisers, or else for Hegdish and Iftu, if it was Hegdish, Hegdish is also potter from a Maiser, and then you are potter it, and now you go teeth this lechem, or they make dough out of it, you have to take off challah. O Maiser Oimer, they used to bring the korban Oimer, they used to cut down 3 saws of barley, and then they used to sift it down to finally get a pure amount of barley flour, to make the korban Oimer. Now the leftover flour of this barley, that they do not use for the korban oimer, it like first it was hegdish, and now the poydirit. So the same thing as potem in a maisras, still you mechuyev to take off challah. Utfuash lahevishlish, any type of grain that did not grow a third yet, so it's potem from trumas a maisras. It's not bidashna posik aser tiasros called tfuas arecha. It has to be something that has a seed in it that could be replanted. Mashenker, if it didn't grow a third yet, it's not called Tfuas Erecho, it's part of Trumas and Maisers. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Tfuas Lehevi Yishlish, Pturim and Achala. Rablezer says no, the same way it's part of Trumas and Maisers, he holds the same way it's part of Chala also. And Yishalmi learned, because he learns the Pasuk says, Ketrumas Gurin, came to Rumuata, that just like Trumas Gurin only comes from a Shlish V'yelech, the same thing Chal also is only Mechuyiv if the wheat grew a third. So that's the Machlokes. And the Loch is like Reb Elezer. I mean, the Loch is not like Reb Elezer. The Loch is like the Tanakama. That Lamais, even though the wheat was less than a third grown, still if you make flour, you make a dough out of it, still it's Mechuyiv to take off Challah. Mishnah Dalet. Eilu chayofim b'maisros, these are type of things that yechayiv in maisros if they grow in Eretz Yisrael, upturim in achallah. But if you make a dough out of them, you're potter from challah. Ha'oires, this is rice. Rice is not from the hayaminim. Rice does not rise and not become chometz. Therefore, it's not called lechem. It's potter from challah. V'yahadoicha and milt, v'yahaparogim, some says papi, v'yahashumshimim, sesame seeds, v'yahakitnias, type of beans, or green peas, even corn. These things, even if you make a flour out of them, you make a dough out of them, still they'll be potter from challah. Again, it's not called lechem, it doesn't become chametz. Upoches mechameshes reboyin batfua. If you have less than a shear to take off challah, if you have less than 5/4 of a kav. In other words, you only have to take off truma if you have a shear of a chameshes reboyis akav. And like we said already, that for sure if there's 5 pounds of flour, for sure that's called chameshes reboyim, then for sure you have to make a bracha when you take off the challah. However, if you're using less than 5 pounds of flour, but it's more than 3, or some even say 2.5 pounds of flour, then you should take off challah without making a bracha. But less than 2.5 or 3 pounds of flour, that's what the Mishnah is saying, even if you're using flour of wheat, still you're potter from taking off challah. Now, Hasufgonim, that means like a sponge cake, or else v'yadavshonim, like a honey cake, for v'yahaskaritin, that's also type of something, minitzviches, that the when you first make it, it's very, very soft. It's like a cake dough, like we'll soon talk about this, but it's very soft. Or else v'chalas hamasras, that's like pancakes. Also, it's a very soft mixture at the beginning. Or else v'yahamaduma, in the case where some truma fell into some chulin, and now the chulin, the flower of chulin alone, you don't have enough of a shear to take off challah. You have to come on to the shear of the truma also. And truma we know is potter from challah. Therefore, all these cases pturim in a challah. You should know your potter in a challah. Now, all these things are potter, it's poshut why they're potter, except exactly what it means, sufgonim and duvshonim and osgritin. Like here we're talking about even dough that was made from flour, of wheat flour. Since, but it wasn't made like a regular dough, it was a very soft mixture, therefore it's potter from challah. Now this will soon explain this more in the next Mishnah. This is really the shiloh, if cake is mechuyiv in challah or not. There are some shitas learn that sufganim and duvshonim means, even though it's a regular dough and they bake it, still you potter from challah, because it's not lechem, it's like cake. And on cake, since you have other ingredients on it, you have this honey inside or other things inside it, that makes it not called lechem, therefore you put them in a challah. That's the way some learn. And therefore, according to this shita, cake would be potter from challah. Even in the case we have a baker's bakery that they make at more than 5 pounds of flour cake at one time, still they'll be potter. However, there are other shitas that learn not like this. They learned that the reason why these things, the sufganim and tuvshanim, are potter from challah, is because they were not baked in the oven, but rather either they were cooked or fried, or else just left out in the sun, like the next Mishnah. But according to these shittas, our cake that we bake in the oven, therefore would be mechuyev in challah. So in a private home, usually when you make cake, you don't make that much cake. You don't use 5 pounds or 3 pounds of flour to make one big cake. But it would be nogeh to a bakery. When you buy cake from a bakery, there is a shaila if you have to take off challah or not. We'll talk about this more later on. Now the next Mishnah says like this. Isa, if you have a dough, shet chilosai sufganim, at the beginning it was a very soft mixture. That's called sufganim. It was very soft. It wasn't a regular dough. A regular dough is like a wheat dough, or is like a challah dough, a bread dough. That, you know, becomes hard. The dough is a piece, it's a hard piece. But let's say a very soft mixture, like a cake mixture, the sifus of gonim, and you end up with it also to be like soft. In other words, you just cook it, or else you roast it, you fry it in an oil, or that's called sifus of gonim. So in such a case, peturim in a challah. You put them in a challah, since not called lechem, since it was not baked in the oven, and you did not have the thick mixture at the beginning, it was only a soft one, therefore it's potem in a challah. What about chilosa isa? Let's say, no, at the beginning you made a nice thick dough, a regular dough, but for soifers of gonim, at the end you did not bake it, but at the end you cooked it up, or you fried it, or you let it bake in the sun. Or else, what's going to be chilosa of gonim? Even if you had a mixture at the beginning that was very soft, but for soifer isa, at the end you baked it in the oven, you should know, in such a case, chayev is bechala. In these cases, taka, it's chayev bechala. Since it ended up to be baked, therefore it's called lechem, and yechayev in chala. And the Mishnah says, then zof, v'chein hake nufkoyis chayevis. K'nufkoyis, that's like crumb cake. In other words, if you first had regular bread, and now you crumpled it up, and you made it back into like flour, and you bake something with it now, so whatever you do to it, still you chayev in challah. On the case that you did not take off challah from the first bread, so lemaisa, it's called regular lechem already, therefore the chayev challah does not go off it. So no matter what you do to it now, you should still take off challah. Now, the Mishnah says a few things. That when you put it from challah, if it's a soft mixture, and also at the end, you did not bake it. But if you made a soft mixture at the beginning, and then you baked it, like our cake, most cake is like that. Most cake is that it's a soft mixture at the beginning, but you have das right then, you know you're going to bake it. So this Mishnah says, Yechayev in challah. So the Mishnah before said, Stam sufganim is potter. It's like we spoke about before. Some learn that before means you're potter, and only because it's talking about like the ratio over here, that at the beginning it was a soft mixture, and at the end you just cooked it, you did not bake it. But if you bake the cake, then they hold Yechayev in challah. And some learn, no, that this Mishnah is talking about regular flour, just flour and water, without any other ingredients. Mashenke, the Mishnah, here we say that if you bake it at the end, Yechayev. But the Mishnah before this says, Yepotter, again, some learn Yepotter at all times, since it has other ingredients inside, it's called like cake, not like lechem. So therefore, it's machlekes exactly psak halacha. So if you want to, it's an inyan to be machmir to take off challah from cake. But we'll see later on exactly when it applies and how to do it. Now the Mishnah again says, if tchilasa is at the beginning you made a nisa, but at the end you cooked it, also yichayv in challah. So some learn the case is that at the beginning when you made isa, at the beginning at that time you had das to bake it. So therefore it's like challah chiv challah. Just later you changed your mind to cook it. But if at the beginning when you made the thick dough, you knew right away you're going to cook it, some learn then you're still potter from challah. And some learn that at all times whenever you made a thick dough, no matter what you do to it at the end, still you chayiv in challah. Your mission of Rav. Hamisa means if you have flour that you threw it into boiling hot water. So Beishama says Pturim. Therefore it's potam and achala. Since you took this flour and you put it into boiling water, that makes it that won't become chametz anymore, so therefore it's potam and achala. Ubeisilu machayovim though, even though you took the flour and threw it into boiling hot water first, still if you make a dough out of it later, like the Mishnah before, there'll still be a chiyuv challah on it. Because you started out with regular flour that could come the day chometz. Therefore the chiyuv challah does not go off it. Hachalita. Chalita is the opposite way, that you throw the boiling hot water into flour. So Beishamai Mechayov, Beishamai says Yechayiv in challah, or Beisilu Paturim, Beisilu says Yepoter. So really the Gemara in Psochim says that it's like not really a mistake, but it's a machlekes tanoim here, that really Misa and Chalita have the exact same halacha. Just as like two different tanoim here. What the first sheet holds, that Beishamai holds Yechayiv in challah, he would say Avadi Yechayiv even by Chalita also. And there's a second Mandiyama, the second sheet is another Mandiyama, that holds based to the opposite word. The Basil is the one that holds his potter, and it'll be potter even by Misa also. In other words, the Gemara in Psachim says there's no real difference halacha between whether you put the flour into the boiling hot water, or whether you pour the boiling hot water over the flour. In both cases, either Yechayiv or Yepoter. Then the Mishnah says, Chaloi Stoido Rekike Nozir, the chalas that are may baked for a person has to bring a korban toid, he has to bring his chalas. Or else for Nozir, has to bring his rekikim, his loaves of bread. So it depends. Asor liyatz me potter. The person made it for his own use. Same as like hegdish is potter min a chala. Therefore it's potter min a chala. But limcho bashuk, if a person made it to sell to people, then he's chayiv in chala. To take off, because since he made it to sell, so you can never tell. At the time when he was megagol, it didn't belong to Hegdish yet. And maybe you won't find people to buy it for this purpose, and to use it for himself. So therefore, it's chala chiv chala right away. Mishnah Zayin. Nachtum she'osa sor lechalik. A baker that made dough, but amanas to separate them. In other words, even though he made one big dough, he uses 5 pounds of flour to start off with, but right away he separated them into small amounts in order to lechalik, like to sell it that way, to sell small pieces of dough to people. So locher is chayiv b'chala. Still, the nachtam, the baker is chayiv in chala. And the reason is because if he can't sell them, he'll bake them all together. So since it started out all together and it may end up together, therefore the nachtam, the baker has to take off chala. However, what about Noshim shenosta lanachtam lasos lehem sa'esor? Let's say private ladies gave the baker flour to make dough for them. Emein b'shalachas mihem kashir p'tur min achala. Even though the baker now made all 5 pounds together, but what happened was 5 ladies came, each one gave him only 1 pound of dough, 1 pound of flour. So here they're all potter. Even though the nachta made the whole dough together, the 5 pounds together, but since he made it, I'm asked to separate them. And here we know it's going to stay separated because each one's going to go home just with her pound of challah. Therefore, there's no chiv challah, there's no shear. Therefore, the potter min achallah.
Yeah, Mishnah Ches. Isas haklofen. If you have dough that was made to give to the dogs, so it depends. Is such a dough mechuyev in challah or not? Now, really, it was meant to give to the dog. Some learned pshat. It's not such a good dough. You didn't use such good flour. You used kemach or mursan. Now, you used the flour, but it had a lot of bran inside it also. So, if it depends how bad the lechem is. Bizman shor royim oichle mimenu. If the shepherd will eat from it also,
In other words, you don't have that much bran inside it, it's still edible per person, then chayeves bechala. Then lemaisa, it's still called lechem, and therefore before the roi eats it, he has to take off chala. And therefore, umorven boy, he could use it for an erev tchumim, an erev chatzeres, it's called lechem. Umishtatfen boy, they could use it for shtufim avoyis. Umavorchen ole, you have to make hamotz lechem in oretz. Umizamnen ole, you have to bench, you can make a zimun over it. V'nasis b'yomtiv, you can bake it on yomtiv, it's called echal nefesh. V'yotze b'odim y'deich avosav v'pesach. If you make matzah from it, you also yotze y'deich oif, and that is called matzah. What about though, imein haroyim oichlim imeno? Let's say the royim, the shepherd, will not eat from it. And like, well, we're learning worm shot. The worm shot is that this dough was so bad, it had so much bran in it, that's not edible for a person like kamat, that a royim will not eat from it. In other words, it was made really for the dogs. So in such a case, eina chayeves bechala, that dough, even if a person wants to eat from it now, it's potter from chala. And v'yei morvim boy, a person cannot use such bread to make an erev with. V'yei mishtatfim boy, you can't make a shtufim avoyis with it. V'yei mevorchen oleho, he doesn't have to make a bracha either, a birchas of hamaytzi on it either. Now mistam, the bracha means you don't have to make a lechem in a hamaytzi lechem in art, because it's not called lechem. But mistam a shakel that you would have to make. Now, v'yei mezamnen oleh, same thing, you don't have to bench over this, therefore you don't bench zimun on this. V'yei nanasis b'yomtiv, you can't make this on yomtiv, because it's not called eichel nefesh, it's not called nefesh, it's not called davar shava l'chol nefesh. V'yei nodim yoytze boy, dechavos v'pesach, if you make matzah like this, you're not yoytze again, it's not called lechem, it won't be yoytze matzah. But ben kach, no matter how this dough was made, no matter how much bran was made in it, whether the royim will eat from it or not, you should know metama tumas eichlin. It would be mekabel tumas eichlin. It has a shem oichel on it. The pshat is since a person could eat it at day at chak, it's still called an oichel. Therefore, the maisa still would be mekabel tumas eichel. Until it's not possum alechel akelim, as long as the dog can still eat it. In other words, therefore it's called oichel at day at chak. La maisa it's called an oichel. It would be mekabel tuma. Mishnah Tes. Ha chalo fi ha truma chayovim aleyem misa v'chaymish. Chal and truma v'zar eats chal after you mafresh to chala, after you set aside the portion of chala, so you're supposed to give it to a kohen. It has a lacha like truma. If a zar of a regular Yisrael eats from it, from either from chala from truma, if he does it b'meizid, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. If he eats it b'shoigeg, he has to pay back keren v'chaymish, an extra fifth he has to pay back. And the Asurim Lazarim, it's like it says, it's also for Zar to eat it. Fehem nichse koin. You should know it belongs to the koin. Chala and Truma belong to the koin. They can do what they want with it. They can make a shanisha if they want with it. It belongs to them. The oilim biyechorameya. It becomes bottle if one, let's say, one piece of Truma falls into 100 pieces of chulin, it becomes bottle. The same thing with Chala also. If one piece of challah falls into 100 pieces of chulin, it becomes bottle. U'tunin rechitzas yodayim v'hereshemesh. You have to wash your hands before you come to eat it. And also, if you were tummy that day, even though you went to the mikvah, you can't eat it until hereshemesh, until it comes the nighttime. So now, rechitzas yodayim means whoever wants to come and touch truma, or challah, before they touch it, they have to wash their hands tchila. Because Stam Yudayim are called Shniyasim, and therefore they'll make Truma Apostle, or they'll make the Chal Apostle. So before you go to touch it, you have to wash your hands. The same thing if you're Tful Yoim, you're not allowed to eat it until the Hera Shemesh. V'yenitolim min ha-Torah la-Tomei. You can't be Mafresh Chala from dough that's Tomei onto dough for dough that's Tohor. Or else the opposite way. Ela min ha-Mukov, only you have to be Mafresh from things touching right away near one another. So therefore, if one is true, one is Torah, and one is Tomei, since you're not supposed to bring them together, you can't take off challah one from the other. Because you're supposed to take it off min ha-mukuf from close nearby. Yes, that's the halacha, that ela min ha-mukuf min ha-davar ha-gomer. Only also something that's gomer, shenigmer malachta l'maisvois. The Gemara Malacha L'Chala, what does that mean? That means Mishet Hizgag Lisa. After you made the dough already, you mixed up the flour and the water, that's the Zman to take off Chala. Now, Omer, let's say somebody says, Kol Gurni Truma, V'chol Lisasi Chala. somebody says, I want my whole gerun, all the wheat here now, to be truma, or I want all my dough, this whole dough, to become challah, lo yom maklum, he didn't say anything. Ah, chi yishaya mixas, you have to leave over something. That's the salocha, that truma challah, with that apostle says, may reishis arusasechem, titnu lashem, truma lo derasechem, may reishis vidashin, v'loy kol reishis titnu, chalo truma. But you can't give the whole thing for truma for challah. It's only a portion, a separation. You have to take off some. True, you can take off as much as you want, if you want to. But you can't give the whole thing. There has to be a ratios nikaris. There has to be some nikar that this is challah, this is truma, and the rest is chulin. But to take off the whole thing, that you cannot do. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape.